Mr.
Mildred.
Mildred, okay. Mildred?
Wall.
And it's July 22nd, 1992, and we're in the home of Mrs. Cotton. Okay, just a few questions to start. When and where was your mother married?
She was married on February the 10th, 1915, at a place called Danston. That would be, I guess, Orleans today or Cumberland, but it was Danston. It's where Taylor, if you know where Taylor Creek is, that was my mother's home.
Okay. And what was your father's name?
William Henry Francis Colbert.
And where was he born?
At Leonard, Ontario.
Okay.
And what about your mother? She was born at?
Born out at Orleans or Danston, I guess, is where she would be.
Okay.
It sort of pinpoints it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we'll talk a bit about the engagement, if you have any information. Do you know how your parents met?
Mm-hmm. Well, she was teaching school at Bearbrook. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
Okay, and did your father propose to her? No?
No. Oh. No.
Okay, these are all
very, very private. They wouldn't discuss
that. No idea.
What about proposals? What about Mrs. Wall?
Right.
What about your wedding then?
Oh. It was June then, in 1940. And at Bearbrook.
At Bearbrook, and how did you meet your spouse?
We were in grade 9 together, but we didn't actually know each other very well.
Did you have to ask your parents' approval, or did he have to ask?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. And what about you?
I was married twice. I mean, my first marriage, I was married in 1949.
Mm-hmm. So that's after 1941.
Yeah.
Were there any objections to your marriage?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Can anyone think of any cases where marriages were objected to? Then?
I think religion was often involved, wasn't it then?
Who's that?
Religion was important.
Yeah.
The same religion or similar.
And
I remember Dad saying, you know, if you were Protestant, you didn't date a Roman Catholic girl without it being frowned upon, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because certainly church played a very strong role.
Mm-hmm. And what happened in those cases?
I suppose it depended on the individuals. Some of them married regardless, and others decided that it was more important to stay with someone of the same faith.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got engaged? Or your mother?
When did you get engaged?
Oh, Christmas.
Christmas?
I'd be
23.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
if my parents. Okay. Can you describe the circumstances at the time of your mother's engagement? Okay. Yours? Your engagement? Were you going to school, or were you working, or?
No, I was at home helping my mother.
Living at home and helping your mother?
Yeah.
And what about your spouse's family at the time? Was
they lived on the farm at Navin. Mm-hmm.
And was he working on the farm?
Yes.
In Navin?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have an engagement ring?
Yes.
How did can you describe the engagement ring?
Were you wearing it?
No, I didn't put it on. Mm-hmm.
Was it a gold band or was it a diamond?
Yeah, there was a few colors. One diamond and then one on each side.
So a diamond and one on each side, and gold,
yeah.
And a gold band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did Grandma have an engagement ring very much?
Yes, she did.
Grandma had one, eh? An engagement ring?
Yes.
Yes, and hers was, I think hers was just a gold band, and I think her engagement ring was just one solitaire. And because I remember her telling me one time that she'd lost the stone out of it, so that's why she never wore it. But I remember her telling me that it was just a solitaire.
Mm-hmm.
But she wore a gold.
And would you know how much the engagement ring cost?
No idea. Because I know in
I guess it was after my mother died. Oh. I got one of her rings, and they didn't know whether it was my mother's or my grandmother's. It would be my grandmother's and my great-grandmother's, because I remember my father giving me one of them, you know. Mm-hmm. So I have it here someplace, but I think it's in the safety deposit box. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you remember how, or do you know how much your engagement ring cost?
I think it was $25.
$25? Was your engagement celebrated with a party? Did you have an engagement party?
No.
No pre-wedding party?
Okay.
And do you remember your mother's?
Well,
do you know of your mother? You don't remember?
All I know is it was a very, very quiet wedding.
Okay.
Quiet but very pretty wedding.
Okay.
And she had no... And she didn't have any attendants. I know that.
Mm. Okay. That's good for the engagement. We'll talk a bit about the pre-wedding preparations.
Mm.
Who did the preparations or made the arrangements for your mother's wedding? Do you know?
I imagine it would be her mother, which would be my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. But the role always fell to the...
Yeah.
But she said she...
Well, you, Mrs. Wall, did your mother prepare the...
Yes. And her two sisters were in there. Learned it was about 13, 12.
Did you have any role in preparing for the wedding at that time?
Do you remember her getting married?
Mm-hmm. They married in the church at Fairbrook, and they came back home afterwards for a little luncheon.
And I mean, in those days, it was just the afternoon, and then the bride and groom left, you know. And,
oh yeah, I know that very well.
And for your wedding, who paid for the wedding?
Oh, my father did.
Your father? Mm. Did the groom's family contribute anything?
No, just gifts. And,
mm-hmm. And your husband?
Yeah. A little house.
Oh, really?
Nobody living in the house. It's up the road and away.
I have a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like to see it.
Sure. That'd be great.
You'd like to see it. So your husband's family gave you your new house or gave you a place to stay?
Yeah. Well, they worked together on the farm. Mm.
Did they own the house when you moved into it, or was it built especially for you and your husband?
Well, it just happened to be a... They bought this little farm, and there was a house and barn on it.
Mm.
So we just stayed there 5 years.
And where was the farm that the parents gave?
Across, up here at the hill we used to go. No, there's a road at the laneway at the front foot of the hill that we went in.
It's
that
Wall Road?
Yeah.
It's off Wall Road.
Off Wall Road?
Well, not really. We drove across Burns' property.
Does Wall Road have anything to do with your...
That's from their name. Yeah, it's from their family. Mm-hmm.
Our name
was
Long, and our first two children were born in the house. Okay.
You
didn't
go to the hospital.
So what year was this built? The year you were married?
Pardon?
The house was built the year you were married?
Oh, no, it was an older house. Babies lived in it before
then. Oh, okay. Good.
But they painted it and fixed it all up.
And that's Mum. That's Mum sitting on the step.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have a special dress for the wedding?
What did you wear?
It was a blue dress.
A blue dress?
Yeah, short dress.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything else about it?
I had a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy it or did you have it made by someone?
No, we bought it.
In Toronto or here? Or?
In Ottawa.
Where in Ottawa, do you remember?
Pardon?
Do you remember where in Ottawa?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you still have it?
I don't think so.
Do you remember how much it cost to buy it?
Not very, about $20, I guess.
$20?
Mm-hmm. And she wore a hat and gloves?
Yeah.
Gloves?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a large hat? Or was it
a blue hat with a turned up brim on it?
Mm-hmm. Any decorations on the hat?
No.
Just plain blue?
Yeah.
Brenda probably has a picture.
Yeah, yeah. She's probably just gone somewhere. Yeah. That's blue or white.
You have a picture, don't you?
There it is.
Oh, well, that's very pretty. Mm.
That is not simple. I don't quite understand some of the things we're going to do nowadays.
That makes it very much like a dress you'd buy today.
Mm. Yeah. Really?
Did you buy the shoes? Especially
I think
for,
so.
Did they come with the dress?
I think they look white.
Mm-hmm. They look white.
Mm.
Mm. And you had flowers.
Yeah. Corsage, eh? Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what kind of flowers?
No. My bridesmaid was my first cousin.
You can?
2 years after that, she married my husband's brother.
He was the best man.
Yeah.
Really? And they were married 2 years.
Do they meet there? Mm-hmm. Did they meet at the wedding, or did they know each other before then?
No, they didn't know each other before that.
Oh, nice.
So you brought another couple together.
Mm-hmm. And then they had 8 children. So he died.
He just died this spring.
They did it for.
Did your uncle?
I was just going to ask, did you have a going away outfit as well, or did that dress serve for both for your honeymoon and for your...
I forget what I went away in. I think it's the same dress.
Mm-hmm. Did your husband buy the suit specially for the day?
Yeah.
And did he buy it in Ottawa as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a write-up on the wedding? Why don't you read it?
Mm-hmm. A frock of heavenly blue sheer with matching felt hat and white accessories was worn by the bride. Her shoulder bouquet was of roses and boulevardia. Did that tell you?
It's probably a neat.
Bouvardia.
Boulevardia.
Yeah. There's the write-up for the wedding. I'm told what the... Mr. and Mrs. Wall left on their wedding trip immediately following the ceremony. They will take up residence in Malibu.
Do you mind if we take a look after we've talked at some of your scrapbooks?
Sure. You heard about them, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I heard about them. Okay. Okay, the next question is about your invitations. Were invitations sent out for your wedding?
I don't think so.
Did you send any formal announcements about your wedding to the newspaper?
I think so. Yeah.
That one was in
the
Ottawa
Citizen. Okay, that's
right.
In the Ottawa Citizen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how were the people invited there? Did you phone them up or did you personally ask them?
I guess so. I don't think we had any luncheon afterwards.
You didn't?
Just come back to the house.
Do you remember how many guests you had invited to the wedding?
Just the family, the two families.
So approximately how many people? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you went to Montreal, didn't you?
Yeah.
For your honeymoon.
Montreal.
Mm-hmm. On a train, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Train?
No. Go.
Oh, you drove?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a car?
Yeah.
Your own car?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had a car, I guess.
Do you remember what kind of car?
I don't know whether it was his father's car. Mm-hmm.
Do you, how long did you stay on your honeymoon in Montreal?
About 5 days.
Well, that's 50 years ago. Were there any community parties, like a trousseau tea or a shower?
Or
a
shower, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where was that held?
At Olive Anderson's, on the lawn.
On the lawn of her home?
At Olive Anderson's, a cousin.
Okay, a cousin of yours?
Yeah.
And, who attended the shower?
Mostly the church people and from Bear Book and, mm-hmm. and Leonard.
And, mm-hmm. and was it male and female at the shower?
No, just
female. And were there gifts brought to the
yes,
shower?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what kind of gifts?
Mm-hmm. Several of them at Bear Book gave me a set of dishes and an equipment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have to take part in any marriage preparation classes through the church?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Then did you prepare a trousseau?
Not really.
What about a hope chest?
No, I didn't have one.
Okay. Did you have any other
collection of treasures for your marriage, for your new home?
Did you have done any sewing or embroidery or anything like that?
No, I hadn't done it. I'd been going to school and I was at home, I think, 3 years. So didn't have anything.
Okay, was there anything passed on to you by your family when you got married? Mm. Like a...
Well, obviously
family.
The house was passed on to by your husband's family.
Yeah. There was an oval-shaped table, one pedestal. I still have it.
Mm-hmm. And that was given to you by your your parents?
Yeah, for some... They had, I don't know where it came from to start with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have a few questions about the morning of the wedding.
Maybe you might have something about your mother as well.
Mm-hmm. And the little write-up of your mother's, you might have some information about the morning of the wedding. Okay.
It'd be in the winter time anyway.
Yeah.
What time of day was your mother married?
I think 2 o'clock, because I have a wedding invitation.
2 o'clock, okay.
Oh, she had an invitation.
Mrs. Isaac Taylor requests the pleasure of your company at the marriage of their daughter, Louisa
Miller,
to Mr. William H. F. Coburn, on Wednesday afternoon, February the 10th, 1915, 2 o'clock, Denniston, Ontario.
Do you know who was invited to your mother's wedding?
I imagine it was just the families. I imagine so. She said, a quiet but very pretty wedding took place on Wednesday, February the 10th at the home of the bride's parents, Denniston, Ontario, when Lula, eldest daughter, Mr. and Mrs. Isaac Taylor became the bride of William Henry Francis Coburn, a prosperous young farmer of Leonard, Ontario. The ceremony was performed by R.J. Woodside of Cumberland and only a few immediate relatives being present.
You know, did she mention any kind of party before the wedding? And do you know if she had put an announcement in the newspaper?
Okay. If it was, it would have been that wording, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a formal wording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And do you know if your mother had prepared a trousseau?
I don't imagine.
Would she have had a hope? Did she have a sealed chest or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Is she taught for quite a few
years?
Oh,
yes, she taught. She taught out in
Saskatchewan, wasn't it?
Manitoba.
Portage La Prairie.
She taught out there.
Mm-hmm. And then she moved here after she...
She was raised in Cumberland or Denniston, you see. And I really don't know. Did she go out west? Is that where she taught first?
I think she went out to go to school, didn't she?
Because I came across some certificates of being able to teach, and they were from out in Manitoba. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine, because she corresponded with people out there that she lived with, even after she was married, she kept in touch with them. Mm-hmm. So I guess she must have taught at Bearbrook then after that. Mm-hmm. That's the problem, you know, when when I was growing up, we didn't ask these questions. And now I'm wondering, mm-hmm. and there's nobody to tell us anymore.
You're lucky you have the...
I was really pleased to get that, you know.
That's nice. And the invitation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the dress.
And the dress, yes.
You see, their brother still lives in the same house that she went to when she married William Henry Francis. So there's still things there. So that's why we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
It's a century farm.
And is that still, is it in the area?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, we'll try the morning of the wedding. I'll ask you the questions because you probably remember. And if maybe if your mother's...
If anything rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You said that your mother was married at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what time you were married?
I think it was 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock as well. Yeah. And was there a special reason for being married at 2 o'clock?
No, just everything was at that day, those days were 2 o'clock.
She used to have a supper or a dinner or whatever, you know, about 5 or 6, and then the wedding was over. I mean, the bride and groom were gone, and
everyone had to go home and do the chores.
Yeah, it's not like today where you get married about 4 or 5 and you have a dinner and then a dance afterwards. Mm-hmm. But
and were there last minute preparations the morning of your wedding that you remember? Any running around you had to do?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember leaving. I don't know where I got my hair done. I don't remember that. I think I got it done the day before, someplace.
But you went and had your hair done for the wedding?
I think I did.
Mm-hmm. Who was there? Someone at your home before the wedding, before you went to the church?
Yes. My two aunts mm-hmm. were there.
Helping you get ready?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you dress for the wedding?
At home.
Mm-hmm. Were there any special customs or any superstitions about mm-hmm. your wedding dress that you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Or even anyone can answer that?
Yeah. Did you do the something old, something new, something forward, something blue, the lucky sixpence in your shoe?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't remember doing anything about it.
Was your husband to be allowed to see you that day?
Pardon?
Was your fiancé allowed to see you that day before you were married?
He didn't anyway.
that seems to have been yeah. The trend. Just
that's right.
Oh, if you were changed at home, then you wouldn't see him until you went to the church.
Yeah, my grandmother was living then, and we couldn't leave her alone, so we had her niece from Avon come down and stay with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that?
Mm-hmm. She was about 90 then.
Yeah. Was she at your home on that day?
Yeah, yeah. She lived there all the time.
She lived there. Well, if you want to tell the real story, she lived up, or she lived up. Her bedroom was upstairs, and she had a window from her bedroom came out onto the kitchen roof. And I don't know what happened, but anyway, she must have crawled out the bedroom window, slid down onto the roof and down onto the ground, because that's where my father found. This was 2 days before the wedding. This is when my father found her the next morning when he went out to the barn to milk the cows, and she didn't break a bone or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
Yes. Well, her niece was there. I remember she was in bed in the downstairs.
But she never broke a bone. Or
that would make your day memorable.
Yes. But we always said, well, she had to come out the window because the door was still locked, you know, the kitchen door was still locked the next morning. So that was the excitement, really.
I guess so.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I heard her screaming and I came down. I had her sitting in the chair beside the stove.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who was in your wedding party? Did you have any attendants?
Yeah, my cousin and
Gwen Taylor. Mm-hmm.
Gwen Taylor?
And she was a niece of my mother, really, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Was she your maid of honor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you had any other attendants?
I just had her.
Okay. And for your the groom's side?
Yeah, he had his brother.
His brother? Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Neville.
Neville?
Wow.
And you said that your mother...
She was unattended.
No attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did they wear? Do you remember what they wore that day?
We wore like pink chiffon.
Miss Gwendolyn Taylor was gowned in dusty beige chiffon. Her hat and accessories were white, and she wore a shoulder bouquet of Johanna Hill roses from Bavaria.
There's that Bavaria again. Yeah.
You got everything there.
Right? And you were born and everything else.
Yeah. We'd like to look at that after.
Yeah, this is for, this is, I started this in 1940s.
Oh, great. There'll be some information in there for us.
And there's one of her four sons.
He started the book. Mm-hmm. He was 50 last year.
Mm-hmm. In 1941. So.
And he still lives up here in the park. Mm-hmm. Near Wall Road.
How old were you when you started this book? You must have been quite young.
Thirteen. So that's why it's
14. I'd be 41.
Well, actually, it's 40. It's 40.
40, but then she's been collecting it again.
Because your wedding's in there, you see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's farther along.
Okay, do you know how your mother got to the church that day?
I think when she started moving it.
I imagine it would be by cutter. Mm-hmm. I would imagine. 19. Would it be? By cutter? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't have cars. Did they have cars? Imagine. Mm-hmm.
It was in the winter too.
Yes, February.
The nearest birthday.
I know they were married. Anyhow, they were married at home, oh, so she didn't have to go anywhere.
That's right.
She was married at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was married
at home. Now, where did she go after she was married, though? Did they have a new home?
Yes, my brother told me that they came to Navan, and after a sumptuous repast, the young couple left for Quebec and other points east. And upon the return, they will take up the residence at Leonard, Ontario. Because I think my brother said they came to, he was either Leonard and Navan and took the train.
That must have been written up to go on paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's my mother's writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she probably wrote that up for publication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It probably was, you know, but I don't have any.
And do you, Mrs. Wall, do you remember how you got to the church that day?
I guess in my father's car. Mm-hmm.
The same one that you took on your honeymoon?
Mm-hmm.
The same one that you took on your honeymoon?
No.
Same car?
Wasn't the same car.
No,
the Wall car.
No.
Okay. The day of your wedding, did who
gave you away? Did your father give you away?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And would your
grandfather
give your mother away?
Was he still named?
Probably. I'll say probably.
That would have been the likely. Was he still?
Yes.
Ryan.
Yes. Grandpa Taylor was still living then. Mm-hmm. Eh? Yeah. We'll say
is your family all in the same area?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of family. Sure.
Especially if they're at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother carry a bouquet of flowers?
Mm-hmm. It would be hard in February, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they were at home though too, then they wouldn't have had to take it anywhere.
But how would they get it?
Yeah.
And go down to find flowers. If she did, it would have had to be indoor.
There's service.
We already know that.
Mm-hmm. I would doubt it, eh?
Mm-hmm. Seems like she hasn't got any.
Isn't he handsome?
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Pardon?
He's so handsome there.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a corsage.
Mm-hmm. In February, you might not have any flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go to Ottawa that day for a picture.
Yeah, that may not have been taken the same day as they were married.
Mm-hmm.
See, Mum's has a formal picture, but it's not taken the day they were married.
People often
didn't. They often came back mm-hmm. after their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She doesn't mention a corsage here at all.
Okay, that's good. Did you carry a bouquet of flowers
mm-hmm.
that day?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
We know what her corsage was, mm-hmm. but.
Did it match the corsage on your dress?
Yes, it did say in the...
Just said in the write-up.
It didn't say you had a bouquet. Did you have a bouquet too?
No.
Just the corsage.
No.
When she went to the photographers later on, she held a...
They
gave her a bouquet to hold in the picture, but it wasn't one that she would have had at the wedding.
Okay. Was the church decorated?
I didn't do anything about that. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had some flowers or something.
Must have been something.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything on the car or anything at your new home?
I don't remember.
Okay. Do you remember how many, you said that 20 people attended your wedding, and about the same for your mother's wedding, you said? Well, just family.
Yeah, just a few immediate relatives being present.
Okay.
Well, if it was at home, though, it's, compared to today, the number of people that would have shared a home, if you said that she would have been at home, so her father would have been there, was it likely that her grandparents would have been there as well? Living with the family or living near the family and able to come to the wedding?
I don't think so. The grandparents weren't living then, were they?
Your grandma's grandparents?
Your great-great-grandparents.
Mm-hmm. And his mother was alive, but his father had been dead for 35 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My grandfather on my this man here, his father died before he was born. He died in February or March 1881, and my father was born in July 1881. Mm-hmm. So he never saw his, he was 20, my grandfather died at age 27, so he never saw his father. So my grandmother probably was there, and he had one sister, because there was only the two in the family, you see. And the grandparents were dead. Mm-hmm. They died in 1902, 1904, so they weren't there.
So it would have been a very small.
Yes, mm-hmm. So there wasn't many on the Coburn side of the family. But my mother had three sisters and a brother, so they probably were all there.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why she wasn't attendant. She didn't want to have to choose between her sisters.
Mm-hmm. So that's about...
Mm-hmm. So whoever could make it.
Yeah, so that's when it said it was a very few immediate relatives, so there wasn't too many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mrs. Wall, do you remember any out-of-town guests? Or did any, how far did people travel to come to the wedding?
Just from Ottawa.
Just from Ottawa?
Yeah.
Most of your family was already farming in the area, as it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was the oldest, so.
So everyone was still around?
And the two aunts. Did Aunt Ethel and Aunt Mabel live in Ottawa?
Yeah.
So they came out.
Mm-hmm. Was Aunt Annie and Uncle Ernie there?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
they had to be there. Their daughter was your maid of honor.
Yeah. They came from Cumberland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you have any music as part of your service?
Yes. Organ.
Who played?
Bessie. Hayes.
Bessie.
Mm-hmm. What did she? Was she singing or playing the piano?
Just played the piano. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what she was?
The organ.
The organ.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
Did you request any songs, or did you leave it up to her?
Just a regular
here comes that's what they all had back then.
And who conducted the wedding ceremony?
Canon Clark. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether he was canon then or not, Reverend Clark.
Canon Franklin Clark. No, he probably wasn't a canon, but in later years he became a
And what church were you married at?
The Anglican Church.
Did both of you receive wedding rings?
No, just I did.
Mm-hmm. Just you. Can you describe your wedding ring? You said it was...
Your engagement ring was a three
diamonds. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the wedding ring?
Very narrow. I can't wear it now. It's too tight. Mm-hmm. And there was a little design on it, but it got worn off through the years.
Like an engraving design.
So a gold band with engraving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did it have your name and your husband's name on the inside?
No.
Mm.
Was it floral? Was it a floral motif or just straight engraving lines?
No, it was a floral.
Can you remember what happened as soon as the wedding was over? Was there were the church bells rung?
I think so.
Yeah, people throwing confetti at
them. Lots of visitors around.
Right, at, outside of the church?
Yeah.
On the steps of the church?
Yeah.
And the church bells were rung?
Whether anybody took pictures or not.
Was there a... Did anyone throw confetti?
Or rice?
Rice?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you know anything? Do you remember your mother talking about after the wedding or what happened?
In the beginning of the year, she describes what she wore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Those are a lot of details about your mother's wedding. Just talk a little bit about after the wedding.
They're my kids. That's who's here.
I think you said you had a going away outfit, or this was your going away outfit?
I think it was.
Your wedding dress was the same. Okay. Was anything special done by the guests when you left the wedding? I guess we asked that question.
No, I don't think so.
We asked that question. Was there a reception held after your wedding?
No.
Everyone went straight home?
Yeah.
So you didn't have a dinner?
No.
No? Okay.
Do you not have anything after you've done this?
Do you know if your mother had a reception?
Yes.
She did?
Yes, she did.
I think you described it?
Yep. After a sumptuous repast.
At a reception.
Mm-hmm. The young couple left for Quebec.
Did you have a wedding cake?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you must have
had remember keeping it at the top floor.
You must get something back at the house afterwards. Mm-hmm. You had a wedding cake. I think you did. Mm-hmm. I think it may have been just sandwiches or something, you know, if you had a wedding cake.
Okay. Would it have been at your home? Or your parents' home?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, if it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the wedding cake? Or you said you had the keeper. Do you remember
the wedding cake? I kept the top card for a while.
Was it two figurines or?
I don't think it was any more than two layers. Mm-hmm.
But it was fruit cake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who made the wedding cake?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember cutting the cake or cutting it into pieces and giving away little pieces like they do now?
I don't remember that.
Okay. You said you didn't have a bridal bouquet. Did you receive wedding gifts? You said you had shower gifts.
Yeah. I got wedding gifts.
From who did you get the wedding gifts?
From close relatives, I guess.
Did
you remember anything specifically?
Mm-hmm. Any special gifts?
Was it linens again? Linens would have been...
I remember getting like a box of cutlery.
Did you and your spouse exchange wedding gifts?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I got a lock.
A locket?
Yeah.
Oh. And did you give your spouse something?
I think so. Guess what it was.
Mm-hmm. And you said you went on a honeymoon to
Montreal
in the car. Who paid for the honeymoon?
My husband.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about your mother?
Yeah.
They went, all you know is they went to Quebec?
Yeah. She had an ornament. She her only ornament being a beautiful pearl sunburst.
Oh.
That she wants to wear on her wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
The gift of the groom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Does it say anywhere that she gave him anything?
No. Doesn't say.
Can you read that part?
Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Her only ornament being a beautiful pearl sunburst, the gift of the groom. And because I think Mary, Mildred's daughter, has the sunburst. Did you ever see one? You know what I mean when I'm talking about?
I have my
aunts. She sent me one, or her husband sent me one, so this would be similar. So you don't know what a son, what it means?
No, I didn't see it.
So what did you do for your honeymoon then? You went to
Montreal
for 5 days?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you do the tour of the city and
the
old Montreal? And
we visited some friends.
Your friends or his friends?
My friends, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Did you stay in a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
In Montreal?
Yes. Yeah.
Right downtown?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And I think there was a chain that goes with it.
Does it go like this?
Yeah. Or you can wear it separately without the chain. But this was my aunt's, my father's sister's. But I think you have the...
I have.
Yeah.
So it's the same.
But this is Aunt Minnie's.
Yes.
Same,
yes.
Yeah.
I have the gold chain, and that's what Grandpa gave her when they were married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it tells, it's still in the original little velvet box and tells you the name. I'd have to look it up. Well, I could tell her. Mm-hmm. It tells you the name of the jeweler in Ottawa.
Is it Leslie? Is it Leslie?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I've still got it in it. It's almost the same. Hers doesn't curve. It's straight out.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting to me.
Mm. Beautiful, eh?
It's beautiful.
See, that had a chain too. Because I don't have the chain, but
I could take a picture and give it a picture.
Would
you like that?
That'd be wonderful to have
in the box, display. So you can see the background.
Yeah, that would be just great. Mm-hmm. Do you remember if she wore it as a brooch or as a chain? Did she actually? She said she wore it that day on her dress.
Probably pinned right here, it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
A little bit. It is straight points.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did she wear it every day? No, it was a special
thing. Oh, no.
I imagine just
it's so very delicate.
Isn't that beautiful?
Did I wear it the day I got married? I can't remember. This is awful.
Mm-hmm. Many people forgetting about their wedding.
And I wore Aunt Vernon's dress when I was
married.
Yeah. She did. Mm-hmm. I have to go. We're going to go.
You're going to go?
Yeah. But I will take that picture.
Good. We would really appreciate it.
If you could just get a hold of someone at the museum and say that you had it available,
mm-hmm.
then we'd be more than happy to come out and pick it up.
No, you wouldn't. I live near Guelph.
Oh.
Send a picture.
Yes, send it to me.
Yes, I will.
Do you want that?
Yes, I do.
Lovely. I want to get that for Christmas.
Yeah. Yes, and is there anything else you'd think of? Let me know.
Thank you very much.
I'll take you back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Verna will take you home so you can stay. Okay?
Okay. The next question is, did the guests at your wedding play any practical jokes on you?
No.
None at all?
No.
You probably would remember that.
My grandmother was saying that they got home from their wedding and they were just about to go into their new apartment and someone stopped them because there had been a bucket of water.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they opened the door it wouldn't spill all over them.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmother had a burgundy velvet dress. It would have destroyed the dress. She was very upset.
Too bad my wedding wasn't back in that time. I could really tell you what they did on us. But
what did they do?
Just for curiosity.
Just curiosity. Well, we were married very quietly because I'd been married before, you see. So my second wedding, we were married in Bearbrook, same church, and there was only... Mildred was my attendant and my parents, and Sid's mother wasn't able to come. So we didn't tell anybody. We just went. But anyway, there was a few people who knew there was a wedding coming up, but they thought it would be on Saturday night. But we fooled them with mine on Friday night. And so Sid picked me up, and we went the back roads to Bearbrook, because we thought, well, if we go through the village, people are going to see us, you see. But some of Sid's family went through the village, and some of the people said, oh, there goes his mother and his brother, and they're all dressed up with their hats on. I bet you there's a wedding tonight.
Mm.
So these two ladies saw it, and they said, are you game to see if we can find them? So they went to Bearbrook. Of course, it was all over. So they went back to my parents, and there was nothing on there. So they drove down to my brother's, and they peeked in the window. And we were just leaving, you see, so they tore out the lane, they fell in a hole in the lane, and they got jumped behind two posts. So as we drove out, they fired confetti at us. But they followed us. And I had to go back to get my car. But they turned around and went back because they thought they'd run out of gas, you see. But in the meantime, her husband, which is my brother-in-law, and my husband's brother, we've warned them, now don't you tell. They didn't tell till after the wedding was over, but they told afterwards. Mm-hmm. So they told some of the people that are neighbors along mm-hmm. here, you know, if you want to go and fix up a car, it's such and such a place. So we got back up to pick up my car. It wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But we found it. She lived on a farm. It was down in the barnyard, jacked up, four wheels jacked up, mm-hmm. there rocks under them, you know. Mm-hmm. And the back seat was full of hay or straw. And so we were trying to get it down off these blocks. And I knew there was somebody there, but everything was quiet. There wasn't a sound. It was a pin drop. And every time I'd put on the brakes, the horn would blow. And, but anyway, we finally got it down off the blocks. And had been sick bed all day, and he got word. I'd gone to school with him, you see, so I knew him pretty well. Mm-hmm. And his wife was so provoked. And mm-hmm. she says, Lauren, you're not going to see
him.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
I remember when you got your car jacked up.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you remember that well.
Yeah, and they had a reception for us afterwards, mm-hmm. community reception afterwards. Mm-hmm.
A community hall? Or?
Yeah, in the, not the arena here that's here now, but mm-hmm. that one before that. Because we went away on our honeymoon, we were gone 2 weeks, and when we came back, this is what my mother told me. She said, there's going to be a reception for you.
After you got back from your honeymoon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
You're kind of welcoming in a new couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whole community.
Did you have a party the day that you got married to?
Okay. Yes, yeah. went to my brother's, mm-hmm. and we were just the two families, like, and yes, she made me a little wedding cake, and yeah,
fruit cake,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is fruit cake.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you know this about your mother's or not, but you think that this might have been an announcement for the newspaper after the wedding?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. I would think so, yes.
And we know that for you, Mrs. Wall, there was an announcement because mm-hmm.
you
had
probably
you had it in the scrapbook.
Yeah, likely it was for the paper.
Lucky to find it. Mm-hmm.
Where did you find it?
It was in doing this genealogy on the Coburn family. My brother had given me a lot of things to look through, and in the box that I had, it was in it.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of stumbled across
it. Yeah, and it's just lately that I found it. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it before.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Very convenient. It must have been just because we're doing this.
Yeah, that's right.
a planned coincidence.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Describes her dress and everything. Mm-hmm.
Where did your mother and father set up house after they were married?
Where my brother lives today at Leonard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where did you went to your house? This mm-hmm. the house here
on Wall Street.
Yeah. On Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Wall Street. Yeah. And did you work after you were married?
No.
And you stayed at home and worked at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your mother as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. These are just general questions we have now, and you can both answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any special traditions that your family followed for weddings? And if there were, do you know their origins?
You mean like...
If there was a certain handkerchief mm-hmm. that everyone had for their wedding, or... Some families have a special... not a ceremony, but a special dinner before the wedding, or some, some families do it a certain way, and it's always mm-hmm. done that way.
in the procedure.
Seeing as how you don't know much about your mother's wedding, you didn't really.
Okay, well that's, so usually they're all pretty much the same.
Yes, pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that most the weddings at that time were pretty much all the same? There wasn't too much difference in them?
I wouldn't imagine so. Mm-hmm. I imagine that way back, you know, weddings then were pretty much family weddings, you know, because, 1915, I don't know if there's any cars then or not, or if there was, there wouldn't be too many, so people wouldn't
come into the 20s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course, it was a train, so people would probably have traveled by train then. Mm-hmm. So I imagine this is why it was such a small wedding. Mm-hmm.
Narrow, just small. Mm-hmm. Okay, this might be a good question. It's how did your wedding differ from your parents' wedding? And was there any major differences in the two? Because we both have information about both of them.
Imagine they were pretty much on the same.
Yeah,
they sound very similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were all very simple, just family gatherings.
Yes, just family gatherings.
Yeah. Basically in the area, no one came any farther than from Ottawa for any of them. Yeah.
They were at the same time.
I just remembered there, my parents gave me a bedroom set. And
oh, did they?
And my husband's parents gave us a wood stove, you know, a cook stove.
Mm-hmm. So would that be? Now here's the question about trousseau and hope chest. Now you don't remember ever having a real hope chest or anything set up. So it was just basically something that your husband's family gave you, the house and the wood stove, and your parents gave you.
Dinner. Back then, I think a young couple got married, they really didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. Not like today, you know, they have community showers and all this. I had a hope chest. Mm-hmm. I was married first in 49. I had a hope chest. I still have it.
But I worked in the, she worked in the city.
Yeah.
I didn't get out very much.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when I was, and this would certainly be back in the 30s, because I was born in 27, and you didn't go anywhere, really. You went to school. You went to Sunday school. Mm-hmm. And maybe during the year, during the summer, there would be maybe a couple of things on that you looked forward to going to, but you stayed at home. You really didn't. You visited a lot, you know, with your relatives and this type of thing, but not the things today that there is today.
Mm. One of the differences I noticed between your wedding and your mother's wedding was that your mother was married at home, and you were married in a church. Mm-hmm. And do you know why your mother was married at home, as opposed to the church? Or is there?
Church was 5 miles away at Cumberland, yeah. Mm-hmm. At the United Church in Cumberland. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it was there.
Mm-hmm. It was performed by the minister of Cumberland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he came to the home?
Yeah.
Okay.
I suppose I imagine all the weddings maybe way back then were in the homes.
Mm-hmm. Winter time would be especially.
Yes.
February.
Okay. Good. And this is just another general question. Do you remember differences between French and English weddings? French and English Canadian weddings?
I know that the French population in the area has increased with the years, so maybe that wouldn't be relevant to this area that you would know. Mm-hmm.
We wanted to know the question because, we're recreating our wedding next summer. It was something we were looking into. Okay. What about differences between urban and rural weddings?
Mm-hmm. I think that's something basically we've already discussed.
Yeah, because this...
Because you have the home and you have everyone in farms around the area. Mm-hmm. As opposed to urban weddings would deal with more people coming from farther places.
Right.
Okay. When you think about the weddings that you've gone to over the years, how do you think that they have changed?
Well, they're going back, like even to your wedding. I mean, like to now, like?
Mm-hmm. Leah I was talking with yesterday commented on how much more prevalent divorce was nowadays, but how before the Depression and during the Depression, if you were married, you had really spent time thinking about it and were fully...
I don't think there was as divorce as way back. Mm-hmm. then. If there was, maybe we didn't hear about them. You know, like when you think about certain things, you'll say, well, those things weren't talked about. You know, like they used to, I remember you telling me here not too long ago, she didn't even know that I was expected when I was born, and she was 11. You told me that. Was mm-hmm. it you or?
I was 10, I was 10, 11 in June.
Yeah.
I didn't know, don't remember, no.
Yeah. You know, like you weren't told, and I mean, like, you know, yes. Mm-hmm. But weddings, well, they're so much bigger today, and the receptions and mm-hmm. parties before and parties after, and way back then there was no such a thing.
And differences in the gifts as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Today, brides have showers and trousseau teas, and mm-hmm. I don't imagine there was such a thing as that a way back.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember specific things, though, because this is something I'm really interested in, the things that someone would put away in a hope chest or would want in her trousseau in the 20s and 30s and 40s? Is there something that I know linen was very important in terms of tablecloths and bedding and everything. You might have an initial and how you needed cutlery, obviously.
I think people made a lot of things way back there, you know, they crocheted, and I think these are the types of things that...
Do you remember making wedding gifts to give away?
You mean back then or not?
I guess they made quilts in those mm-hmm. days.
Yeah.
Did you quilt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember making bridal quilts specifically for a bride? Or?
Yeah. For my granddaughter there, I made a quilt last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have Ellen's working on the bridal quilt for the wedding next summer.
Oh, good.
It
mm-hmm.
dates back to 1936, the quilt itself.
Mm-hmm. I have a quilt. I don't know, but it's my, that one I have, that one of many colors. Was that a...
Is it the hem?
With all the embroidery on it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that was my grandmother's, whether she made it.
Or it was given to her.
Or whether it was given to her. Mm. And it's one like for, it could be velvet or it could be silk, and they're all different shapes and colors, and every piece has a different embroidery stitch around it.
Mm. Like a blanket? Oh.
Like blanket stitches, you know, mm-hmm. but they're all different.
Question I wanted to ask. Do you remember what your guests wore to the wedding that day?
No.
No?
No.
I wondered if it was just a special outfit or their Sunday best, or if they'd actually gone and bought something.
Probably went and bought a new dress.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Yeah. Knowing my aunts, you know, that were there, I would presume they would have bought,
mm-hmm.
bought
okay.
a new dress.
I just wondered that because I'm, Ellen's doing the trousseau and the gifts, and I'm